Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Holloway. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Heilman steals second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Blue out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Lil Stoner now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into center field. Manish picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manish. Cochran scores. Lamar goes all the way around to score. Boley moves to third. It's 7-2, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boley scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Warner out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Woodall and he is out, McManus applying the tag. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Heilman moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wahlberg takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Oney Carroll pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warner moves to second. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill strikes out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran moves to third. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. Dykes tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-2, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wahlberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo pinch hits for George Smith. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hankins now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hankins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Warner reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer strikes out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Warner moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Athletics. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to third. Heilman moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lamar hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Merv Shea pinch hits for Don Hankins. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodall moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodall moves to third. Warner moves to second. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Woodall scores. Warner moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. It's 9-4, Athletics. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Fothergill reaches third base with a triple. Warner scores. Gehringer scores. Mainisch goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Athletics. Joe Pate now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. It's 9-8, Athletics. Art Rubel pinch runs for Harry Heilman. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Rubel moves to third. McManus moves to second. Johnny Bassler pinch hits for Merv Shea. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rubel scores. McManus scores. Woodall moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 9. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.